From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was fired November 5th from his position as Zimbabwe's vice president, will be sworn in later today as president, ending 37 years of rule by Robert Mugabe, who resigned earlier in the week. VOA's Mariama Diallo reporting now from the Washington News Center.
With newspaper headlines marking the end of the Mugabe era, Zimbabweans are already moving on.
What happened before is past. What we need is to forgive each other and build this country again and bring sanity and unity.
The new leadership should create jobs and employment. We do not expect the new leadership to be corrupt. That would disappoint people.
Former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa told supporters that he needs help not just from the Zimbabweans, but from everyone after he's sworn in as president. The international community is pledging support for a new course after Mugabe's divisive and controversial rule.
Mariama Diallo reporting. Myanmar and Bangladesh have signed an agreement for the return home of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who had fled to Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State. The development follows comments from U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, in which he said violence in Rakhine State targeting the Muslim Rohingya qualifies as ethnic cleansing. The search today for three U.S. sailors missing in the Philippine Sea since an American Navy aircraft crashed this week, well, it has ended. The transport aircraft was traveling toward the USS Ronald Reagan when it crashed. Eight people were rescued quickly and are in good condition. The rescue had continued afterwards. This is VOA News.